technically dysfunctional time. I guess talk us through a little bit, though. It seemed to be a really intense physical game out there tonight.
Yeah, well, we knew what to expect. I think we just didn't come out of the gate quick enough, and they did. Obviously, it's tough when you come in that late when the team's waiting for you. But having said that, they're a good team, better than what their record shows. And, they won. It's five in a row now for them. So, it doesn't happen, with a miracle or anything like that. They got some goaltending, and they work hard, especially in their building. They're tough to play against. They're big, they're strong, and they forecheck hard, and they protect the puck well. So I thought that we showed some character to get at least put ourselves in a situation where give ourselves a chance to win, or at least to tie it up. And thought we had some scoring chances in the third, and we had even a couple of looks when we pulled a goalie. It could have gone either way. I thought, after the second period, I thought that we could pull it off, but we just maybe ran out of gas a little bit.
That's kind of where I was going to take you next. Is that second period, the momentum swing really came back, especially the second half of the period. Those two quick goals had to have done a lot for their morale.
Yeah, and sometimes you see it even at the NHL level. When a team's not doing well, then scores a goal, then it's a momentum shift that happens quite often. And we were hoping that maybe the bad thing is that the period ended at some point, but I think you get a bring that momentum back in the third period, which we did, to a certain point. But I'll give Bing and Bingo credit that they played a strong game.
And a goal right off the bat from Mandragetto, same day that he comes back. I'm sure that's got to be good for his confidence as well.
Yeah, I liked his game. He showed some speed and showed some aggressiveness on the forecheck. And he's in a good spirit. I think obviously disappointed, but he knows what he has to do to get back up.
Road trip in general, you've got another game coming up in Utica. What are you really focusing on?
Well, it's going to be a big game because they're right in our tails. In the standings, they're a point behind. I think they lost today to Albany, but again, the team that plays hard plays well right now, and they didn't lose too many games in the last 10 games. So they're hot, and hopefully their loss today, will be our game the next game.
Is there anything specific that you're seeing, back-to-back losses that you'd like them, the team to work on going into Saturday? Anything specific that's standing out to you?
Well, obviously we're a team that usually can score goals. More than that, our power play tonight was just okay, and we need our power play to to be better. Defensively tonight, we had a rough time with Bingo. They're big players protecting the puck and spending time in the ozone. It taxes on your physical energy and also mentally. It's tough when you get stuck out there for a long shift, and you have a line that is supposed to bring some offense and get stuck out, in the long shift and your defensive zone coverage. It's tough to get momentum. But all in all, I like the we came back from behind twice yesterday, and again today we almost did it. But we have to start the game on time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's another game this afternoon that, had you not been busy here, you might have been involved in Foxborough. The alumni game.
I got a couple of texts, saying, aren't you part of the Legends? I said, no, I'm not a Legend. So
it would have been a chance to see some of your teammates. And one of the guys that was playing this afternoon was Kovalev. Mm-hmm. You got a chance to play with him in New York. What are your memories of playing with him?
I was in New York with him, but I was injured, played three games with him, basically, because I was injured when he arrived, came back, played three games, got injured again, and never played in the NHL again. So, but having said that, he's a good man. I got to spend a little bit of time with him, and like you said, on the same team, but also met him a few times before, and I have a few other teammates, Russians, that I kept in touch with Valerie Kaminsky and Gusarov. They're good men. They're good men. And, to me, Kovalev was one of the toughest players to play against. And even in practice, if he decided that he kept the puck to himself, he didn't. He couldn't get it off him. But good hockey player.
good.
Is it something exciting for these guys, knowing that the Canadians are playing in the Winter Classic tomorrow? I know they have a practice.
Well, you should ask them. You should ask them. But, you know, for us right now, it's... we need to get some points on the board, you know, and obviously we want to finish this trip and then go home and get a good home stand. And obviously it's the New Year's, you know, it's kind of tough to, you know, to be in Binghamton and then go into beautiful Utica, but, you know, I'd say we're going to try to make the most out of it.
Glamorous.
Yeah.